You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
What up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for our favorite, the Jersey Shore.
Woo!
The final season, season 6, episode 7. Let's make it official.
Whoa.
But before we do anything else, I am Roxy Stryer. Roxy Rookie Stryer. Excuse me, almost forgot the Jersey Shore nickname. Filling in for Kevin K. Wow Undergaro, who's doing some big things right now elsewhere.
Big things.
And across the table, we have the lovely Jessica Kingpin King.
Hello.
And Erica Evite Vieira.
Hey guys.
So tonight's episode, overall, are we enjoying it? Are we thinking it was a little dull? I know that you were saying we wait till the end of the episode to get the big burst of energy and then we cut it.
Yeah.
It's pretty, I have to say, this episode was pretty dull.
Like, and you had mentioned it was kind of weird because we didn't see them party at all tonight.
No.
Where was Bamboo?
Yeah.
Where was Karma?
None. Zero.
Didn't happen.
Zilch.
Not even a, was it a Jinx?
Oh, yeah.
Jinkies. Yeah.
You're talking about the daytime drinking?
Yeah.
I know. It's because we had a lot of aftermath from last week that I guess we have to deal with this week.
I mean, it just seems that that's now their new formula for their show. They have something big happen at the end of the episode, and then they continue it at the beginning, which I actually find to be a little bit annoying.
You wish that they had something big at the beginning and then just followed it through?
Yeah, and just the whole episode had to do with that. Like, but now, you know, they did the Dina kind of arrest where they started at the
end.
Because it becomes somewhat anticlimactic, you know? Because then you get part of it, you're like, big's going to happen, and actually it's just resolving. It's not. So, like, same thing, like, at the start of the episode, started with Dina, you know, being arrested or whatever it was.
Right.
And then it was just kind of like,
I completely agree. It was anticlimactic for me as well. And I was watching thinking, wow, they really didn't spend much time on this.
No.
And then I remember, oh, they did spend the last 15 minutes of last week on it, building up to it. So I guess we kind of saw, but I feel like if this had been any other character on the show, we would have spent the entire episode on the arrest, such as we did for Ronnie, such as we did for Snooki.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because it's Dina, kind of brushed under the rug a little bit.
And she was kind of like making light of it, like, thanks for being there after my arrest, you know? And it's like, getting arrested is such a huge deal. So for her to just, like, brush it under the rug and not care was really weird for me.
Do we have any arrestees at the table?
No. What about you, Ross?
Proud to say no. I mean, like,
not yet.
I've had, like, a lot of close calls.
You're not done with college yet, so you can't totally write it off.
Yeah.
Well, are you only allowed to get arrested if you're in college?
No, but it's, like, really likely, very likely to happen in college.
Yeah, that's when you do all your stupid stuff is in college. Yeah,
next week I'll come in and be like, guys.
I definitely had a few incidents in college where I skated by.
Wow, we have quite the audience tonight. They're loving us. But okay, so what do we think about Dina's relationship with her parents? We haven't seen them much, and they seemed...
We did see them before.
We saw them, I think, once before, but they seemed fucking pissed.
Her mom was fired up.
Not like there's a camera there, I'm going to pretend to be pissed as a parent. Like, you dumb girl, don't do this again or we're going to hit you on the wrist.
Yeah.
Unnecessary roughness.
It was kind of unnecessary roughness. I mean, the girl was just dancing in the street.
And I have to say something about that, because I want to go back to before kind of she was arrested and the end of last episode. And I do feel it was a little bit more had to do with the fact that she attracted such a large crowd and less so that she was just kind of drunk and dancing in the street. Because to be quite honest, which of us here has not been drunk and dancing in the street?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
In some ways, it was a little bit, I feel it was a little bit unfair, and it more had to do with the fact that she was drunk, she was out there, and it probably drew a huge crowd as a result. And... and that's what she was getting in trouble for.
100%. I absolutely agree. Mm-hmm. I think that she was dancing in the street on the crosswalk. I don't think she was really in danger. No. I think the danger...
It was probably for like 5 minutes.
And she was really nice to the cops.
Yeah.
She wasn't giving them a hard time.
That's right. Remember when Snooki got arrested and how much she was just going crazy? And, I'm a good person.
Ronnie,
good
too. Ronnie was taking swings at the cops and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm a good person. All this stuff, these two of them, when we saw them, it was like the be-all, end-all of their lives. And...
And I think Dina was more probably shocked than anything. Because I can imagine you're in that state, you're having fun, you're dancing, you're drinking, and the next thing you know, cops are arresting you. What?
Like, yeah.
What? Really?
Like, but I feel like
that's
also...
not necessary.
Right.
Don't you think that maybe the cops might be a little tougher on them because of the fact that they're drawing such a huge crowd?
Yeah, right.
So if getting arrested, then, like, other people might think that they can go around and do the same thing and whatnot.
Right.
So.
They were definitely making an example of her, but I still think it's kind of unfair.
Mm-hmm.
But we learned she didn't actually go to jail because, as she says... Let's be real. She'd be somebody's bitch in, like, a second.
A second.
But she goes to the drunk tank.
And she calls her parents.
And she calls her parents. Does that go on your record, drunk tank?
No.
No. You just get put in a room with drunk people?
And then they just let you go when you're sober.
Can you imagine sitting in the drunk tank at Seaside and looking up and having Dina walk in like that? I would have been like, this is my lucky freaking day.
Seriously.
Like, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
She crying, like bawling her eyes out.
She definitely could have met her meatball in there.
Yeah.
She could have met another meatball.
Maybe,
she should have worked on it, but she was too sad.
Yeah.
What do we think about the fact that Ronnie and Sammy... See this happen. See the rest happen. Sammy's like, this is my friend. This is my friend. Ronnie's like, I mean, I guess we should take some shots.
Yeah.
It's going to be a few hours. That's right. You know what? We should be taking some shots.
Yeah,
I actually was getting tweets today being like, I hope you guys are drunk tonight. I'm like, dude, I wish. We have so.
Seriously.
But if K-Wa was here, he would be forcing him down.
Totally, yeah.
But anyway, so we see this. And Ronnie just, he is degaff. Don't give a fuck.
Oh, my digga. I like that.
Yeah. He's just like, we might as well not waste our day just because she screwed up. But then it was funny for me to see Sammy so upset over this. And I'm like, since when are you such great friends with Dina and so caring over anyone else except for yourself and Ronnie?
I don't know. Sammy's kind of growing on me this season. She seems to be the only one who's like just kind of living.
Mm-hmm.
Not really paying attention to the camera, just kind of chilling.
Yeah, she's chilling, but I don't think she has, like, that close relationship with any of the girls that they all have with each other. So that was weird for me to just see her, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my friend's in jail. And I'm like, clearly you don't care that much because you're still standing here taking shots. Like, that important to her, like, if it were, like, my best friend or something and my boyfriend still wanted to take shots, I'd be like, no, like, I'm going to go get her
What? Like,
get a cab.
Nothing,
I don't know.
There's nothing you could do. I kind of agreed with Ronnie. It's like, dude, why should my day be ruined because she got completely wasted? Like, I somewhat...
Belligerent.
Yeah. I mean, I somewhat agree because what are you going to do? You can't go. You can't go there. She's got to stay in the drunk tank. So technically, it's the middle of the day. And back to your point on Sammy, like, I see what you're saying about Sammy not being as close. But at the same time, I think the girls all do share... Like, a pretty close
bond. Yeah, they all have
a
bond.
I mean, it's a unique situation. And
definitely.
You know, Sammy, she's up in her own... I agree. She's in her own business. Her and Ronnie, it's her world. But, yeah, I think they have a close bond.
They're the only ones who can really understand each other and this massive amount of fame that this show has brought to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, yes, it was kind of weird that they stayed out drinking. But then again, Dina would have wanted them to do that, you know? Dina would have been pissed if they had gone home.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there was anything they could do. And then there was that random guy. Danny sent Dina to get a drink with this kid that works at the t-shirt shop. And that was that is what we call 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But
DVR'd that episode. He had a gathering party with his friends to a viewing party.
That was, like, the most exposure. He's probably pissing his pants right now, excited. Like, you
I think
go.
He works at the Shore Store, right?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Exactly.
It was interesting how, speaking of Danny, how he just kind of snuck out there. I think that was the end of the last episode, but how he snuck out when Dina was taking a bunch of shots and they ran into everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't stay. He didn't party. I found that to be interesting. It just shows that, I don't know, he's...
You know what's also weird? Because they cut it up from last week to this week, I forget all that stuff, and I forget how completely belligerent she was. Yeah. Like, maybe I would feel that it was more justified if they had paired these two things in the same episode, because she was literally... She fell off the bar. Mm-hmm. Like, was running around, not making words, I'm crying, I'm in my mean bone, like, literally incoherent. Yeah. So, yeah, she is in public. It's 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Maybe it would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm not feeling the format of the show, how they take it, they cut it, they chop it off.
Yeah.
They chop it, and they try
it's
and
so drag
it out.
It's so abrupt when it ends, and then...
Let's move on to the real relationship in the house. You know,
the real
true love. You know, clearly, they're really intense.
Move over, Sam and Ron.
Yeah, move over, Sam and Ron, because the situation is coming through with Paula. I mean, what the hell? He thinks he has this big, clever idea.
Oh, my gosh.
With this T-shirt. Yeah. I mean, as if he was asking somebody to prom, and he had done this elaborate plan.
And he's in ninth grade.
He was so proud of it. Like, guys, it's a T-shirt. It's not even a T-shirt. It's a beater.
Yeah.
And he made such a big deal about it. It's like, if he was going to make a big deal about something, do it more like, get her something nice. Like some, I don't know, get her something nice. Don't get yourself a T-shirt that says, let's make it official.
That you made for free at the T-shirt shop.
Her getting him chocolate-covered strawberries was more than him
like
making himself a shirt.
Yeah.
Bizarre. But anyway, they're at Rivoli's because, let's be real, is there any other restaurant in Seaside?
No, there's not. That's the only restaurant there in Seaside.
There's
the only
okay.
one.
There's got to be some deal, right?
Yeah, they have to.
Well, it says Ron Ron Juice right underneath the sign for the restaurant.
It's probably what it is. It's like the restaurant that they're willing to close down. And they probably have filmed many times every four, so it's easy for them. So anytime they've got to do something when it comes to dinner, they've got the whole setup there.
But I love that this is Seaside's fancy restaurant.
But the guys even made fun of him. Remember that they're like, you're going to take her to Rivoli's? And he's like, yeah, that's nice, right?
So I think and they were like, yeah, kind of. I mean, like we were saying, though, it's not like these people are paying for things. Everything's comps.
That's true.
Because, of course, as America and society works... The richer and the more famous you are, the more shit you get for free.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Am I allowed to amen myself?
Hell yeah.
Amen.
I don't know about amening. Yeah, I amen it, but I don't like agree with it. It's not fun that the rich and famous get everything for free. So.
Until one day we're rich
until,
and famous,
yeah,
and then we won't bitch about it
turn.
As much. Yeah, we're
then
sitting
I won't
there.
Say anything.
We're sitting there. They're getting SoCo lime shots, and Jessica's like, can I have those? I'll take them. Is that okay?
Over here.
But anyway, so...
They're spilling, and Jessica's like, they shouldn't be wasting it.
Like a little drop pouring out for the homie.
Don't waste the alcohol.
Like, Jessica, they're getting it for free. Oh, yeah.
Erica's sitting there patting Jessica on the back. It's going to be okay. It's all right.
I would have been on the floor like, wait.
Licking it off. Okay. The voice of God in there. Like, just not... Anyway, so then the funniest part of the episode, to me at least, was Paula's reaction to all of this.
Yeah.
What, guys, I mean,
crazy.
Is this girl just cray-cray, or is she playing to the camera, or are we mis-editing something? What the fuck?
I'm going to hope for her sake it was editing, because it was just insane.
No, I mean, you can't. I mean, she said those things, some of the things she said. I mean, yeah, it was edited, but she said, I mean, not so much at the dinner, but later on she was acting kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
It's red. Okay. What did she say?
I have to pull this up.
Yeah, pull
he
it up.
He says, let's make it official. She, first of all, stares at his shirt
She's
for about 45 minutes saying,
what does it say?
She's not saying anything. She's like,
I think she's not sure.
He said, can you read it? And she's like, like literally 2 minutes go by. Then finally she says, yes, of course, Sally, or something like that. Then she mentions a home, a puppy, kids,
babies,
marriage,
aviation,
him
getting married in the church,
him changing diapers. That was the best sound cue so far. Literally, that's what's going off in Sitch's head. Married in the church. all I wrote down was, chill, bro. Like, what the hell?
Seriously.
She's known as being this down-ass chick. She's really cool. That's why he likes her. She's spacey. She's fun. She comes over, probably gives him, like, 4 blowjobs a day. He's like, whatever. Chick's sending me chocolates. Let's make it official. She stuck by me through rehab. This girl's got a great body. She works at a tanning salon. Free tanning. Like, she's got some perks that go with her. I get it. And then all of a sudden, what?
She, like, unleashes the beast.
I want to know, seriously, though, what do we think happened here?
She's probably been waiting for this moment for so long, and she just couldn't contain it. I mean, if they've been, like, dating on and off for, like, what he's saying is, like, 3 years, she's probably, like, starting to go stir-crazy. Like, what the hell? Like, what are you waiting for? When
she has a diary. I am Mrs. Mike Situation Sorrentino.
I liked his analogy of the cheese pizza and the pepperoni pizza. I thought that was funny. He's like, hey, I've had cheese pizza. She's chill. She's been chill this whole time. And now pepperonis show up. This is not what I signed up for. And it's funny because I think it's actually something that happens to a lot of guys. Guys talk about that.
You liked that analogy?
I actually liked the analogy.
I thought it was so cheesy. But it made sense, though.
Technically cheesy, yeah.
Okay, but
it made sense. He's like, if you eat this cheese pizza every year for, like, 3 years, and you all you want is that cheese pizza, and then all of a sudden you get a slice of pizza with pepperoni on it, you're like, what the hell? I didn't order pepperoni pizza.
Guys, that would be assuming that there's something wrong with pepperoni, and
who
doesn't like pepperoni?
But that's not what he's saying, though. I think it's a big fear of guys
in
general.
Well, that's what I got out of it.
Well, and that's Roxy's take.
That's Roxy's thing.
I love pepperoni.
She's a big fan of pepperoni, okay? But I think that's a lot of guys' biggest fears. Because, or even when it comes to marriage, they're like, okay, there's this one girl, she's cool, but then, you know, I wife her up or whatever, and she turns into something completely different. And
Why do girls do that?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they necessarily do. I don't know if all of them do. I'm sure some do. I don't know. But I think it happens, and they get comfortable, and they feel like, okay, great, I got him. I locked him in. Now let me be...
Now let me talk about marriage.
But then you get to the point where you just feel sorry for her, because when they got to the house, she's like practically begging him for sex. Like, he pretty much didn't want anything to do with her. He was reading a book in bed.
I like pictured it being 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know why, but I just think that's what he was reading.
What did she say? She's like, I'm like an animal in heat. And she's like, seriously, like begging him.
See, that was weird. Maybe
and he was not
drunk.
Into it.
He was not having it. He didn't even want to go in the smush room. He's just like, I'd rather sleep in my own bed.
Okay.
Like, he started being a total brat.
She was probably drinking and drunk.
We don't know why women do this. So, ladies out there,
we need your help.
Yeah, that's true. We need your help. If you are that cray-cray girl, or if you know that cray-cray girl and she's telling you why she's so cray, we need you to go to iTunes and comment about it. If you comment, we will give you a shout out. Give us that 5 stars.
5 stars.
Write a comment. Leave your Twitter handle.
We will
shout you out. We're loving all the YouTube comments and video views, everything. We love that. But we really need the help with the iTunes. So get there. Okay, can we move on from this cray, Paula?
Yeah, I'm ready to move on.
Right before we move on, though, do we think she's going to settle down and relax a little? Or is this going to be the demise of the relationship? Because we know they're not together now.
It's going to end before it starts.
Yeah, either way, it's over. So,
not too sad about it, though.
No.
I'm already over it.
I'm sure he'll be fine. I'm sure she'll be fine. They'll find somebody else.
Briefly, before we go into our next subject, I just wanted to give a shout out to Morgan's Titties. Which we are so lucky to see again this episode. Thank you to Morgan in the street. You really have a lot of self-respect, and I would like to commend you for now Pauly D knows your name, so you officially are famous.
She made two cameos so far.
I mean, what the hell?
And why does she have this guy standing next to her? Like, that's so random. She's like flashing the boys with some other guy standing next to her.
Yeah, talking about girls that I'll never understand. Like, I mean, is it worth it?
No. Desperate.
No.
And they're somebody should arrest her for indecent exposure.
I know, why is she not getting arrested?
Exactly.
I mean, last time she didn't just show her boob, she showed her, you know,
the JJ. She probably gave a little moon show, too.
Yeah. I mean, she's willing to bear it all.
Why doesn't she just walk around naked?
Good question.
She probably does.
So. That's true. If you're listening, Morgan, don't send us those nudie pics. Yeah. We don't want to see that shit.
And don't go back on the show with them.
Yeah, please let that be the last time we see you. So for the more emotional part of the show, which I hate to say this, guys, but it actually really got to me. I was sitting there, I was kind of like, oh, we got Roger and we got JWoww.
Did it really get to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I know. I'm like, what?
It kind of did, because you know what? This is real for her. She, oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, the thing that was taking me out of it a little bit was relationship advice 101 from Ronnie and Jenny. Oh, yeah. And Ronnie and Sammy. It's like, what the hell? She's like, I punched him in the face and he tore about my room and look at us now.
Don't make me look like the psycho. You texted me too.
Yeah, like, whatever.
I love the Ronnie and Sammy input. I think it's hilarious because they have such a dysfunctional relationship. Just the fact that they're giving relationship advice is funny.
But although they have a dysfunctional relationship, I actually think they're going to end up together and stick together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's dysfunctional, but it works dysfunctional.
Some people fly together and some people stumble together.
Mm-hmm. But I love the fact that Vinny just, like, told it like it is. You know, he could have sugarcoated it, and he was straightforward with her, and he told her, like, this could have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, but then again, talking to somebody who relationship advice, I don't know. I think it was a little harsh, and... Yeah, I do think maybe it's editing again, but he could have at least been like, maybe it's not, but maybe it is.
But I think that girls have a tendency, at least speaking for myself, to overanalyze things. Mm-hmm. So those four girls would have been sitting there all day like, well, maybe he overslept or maybe he worked late, you know? And I think that, like, regardless of if Vinny has had successful relationships recently or not, it's important that he is a guy's perspective.
That's true.
And he knows, like, what goes through guys' heads. And I think that Jenny needs to be told that because she's in denial about the fact that they have a completely unhealthy, dysfunctional relationship.
The most important movie for females of our generation to watch. He's just not that into you.
Exactly.
Yes. Or read the book.
Thank you.
I totally agree. I totally agree with you, Jessica. Girls can sit there and analyze things and nitpick every little thing. And when you get a guy in there and you get a guy's perspective, it's so quick, to the point, and for the most part, it's pretty accurate. Yeah. And so I think it's hard. It is hard to stay kind of focusing on that, knowing that they're now engaged and obviously things worked out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in some ways, you're like, you know, whatever. But, you know, Vinny made a good point, and he's like, I mean, obviously, it could have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they still got back together, but it was something, who knows what they dealt with, you know, privately on the phone or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, he got pissed, and, you know, it looked like a legitimately legit fight.
She's obviously trying to, like, make excuses for everything as to, like, why she did this and why she, like, jumped in here and was trying to blame certain things on him when, like, the fact of the matter is she just should have stuck to herself.
And I think that's what he was really, really upset about. The fact that, and he mentioned this actually during the fight, that she always has to be in control. Mm-hmm. She has to be right there. She's got to be in the center of everything.
She's the slut.
Yeah. I mean, and for Roger, maybe that's something for him that he just, in this situation.
Maybe that's something they need to talk about.
Right. And of course, in this situation, I'm not saying that he's just not that into her. Clearly, he is into her.
Yeah.
But there are fundamental issues there that we do see are coming up. And maybe if he needs to be the person in power, then this isn't the right relationship. But, of course, as we know, they do end up together. But I want to know you guys' position on the actual fight. We talked about it last week. But now that new information kind of came up, I didn't realize he said that she was choking him and that she was whispering in his ear, fight. And that she threw the drink at him, which we did know.
Yeah.
So she's sitting there saying, maybe I was drunk and did something I didn't remember. And really, probably she's thinking, like, realizing she kind of messed up.
I think she was probably wasted, maybe like borderline, like browning out or something. Mm-hmm. And so she probably doesn't remember exactly how everything went down. And so she knows that that would make her look stupid, especially considering how argumentative Roger can be. And so she's trying to save her own ass and trying to like make things like put pieces together along the way, knowing that they might not be all the right pieces, but she has to protect herself, you know? She can't just be like, I'm sorry, it was blacked out, or whatnot.
I think that what Jenny did, she shouldn't have been right there. I mean, she was, Roger has a little bit of a point, but still, I still go back to that, how hard he pushed her.
Yeah.
And to me, there's no excuse for that. There's just not. I'm sorry, no matter what she was doing, how up in his face he was, at the end of the day, if he really loves her, I mean, that's such a broad statement, but really, he should not have pushed her that hard. He could have just kind of moved her. He could have blocked her. I rewound that a couple times and I could not believe how hard he pushed her.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't.
But you don't know angles, if somebody else was pulling her from behind, if she was tripped. Excuses. I'm making excuses.
Yeah, you are, Ross.
Okay, Jenny.
I know.
Okay, guys, now that the incident happened though, how do we know who calls first? When do you give in and when do you sit there and wait? I mean, should if you believe you're in the right, do you wait forever? But and how long do we think even went by?
But depends on how stubborn you are.
I think Jenny knows that what she did was a little bit, like, she's partly at blame. Even at the end of the last episode or whenever that fight happened, I think two episodes ago, she said something like, oh, I think she's like, I forget, but it seemed like she kind of knew she was probably shouldn't have been there.
Right.
And that's why maybe she's making the effort a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't
know. We don't mind that she called and kind of, because originally she was like, I'm not calling him. Like, it's if unless he calls me. And then, of course, this week we're like, yeah, seeing her in the middle of the night tossing and turning, getting up to call.
Yeah.
And we don't mind that she went back on that. I know
everyone
that
has different ways of dealing, I think.
Yeah.
I think for Roger, like, it sounds like it was building up because then he was also upset about the fact, you know, that she had been out and about with her little crutches and her cane and, like, begging for attention. And I thought it was interesting how she kind of, like, still wanted that little piece of pity party from him and was like, what? I fractured my foot, even though she'd already found out that it wasn't fractured.
But that, again, could be editing. Before. We don't know. That's what I freaking hate about these things. It's
still,
like,
the fact that she was hurt at all. She was hurt, okay?
So definitely.
She was hurt. So the fact that she was hurt at all, to me, I mean, that's just not cool that he pushed her that hard, that she got hurt. I mean, yeah, maybe she milked it, but
I think it's totally cool.
To you, Roxy.
Cool.
It's cool. Bringing Jenny down.
What I do think is actually funny, though, is when you see Snooki and JWoww juxtaposed with this doctor who's like, last week the doctor was kind of playing to the camera a little bit. She was having a little fun with it. But this guy was like a serious, legit doctor.
Oh, yeah. He's an orthopedic surgeon. Yeah,
exactly. And he's sitting there and he's just like, I mean, he must know who these girls are, of course. And he must just be like, she's like, yeah, I like tripped at bamboo. And he's like, uh-huh. Like trying to take them seriously, but in his head thinking like, these dumb bitches. Like,
and I love how Snooki was legitimately pissed when she found out that Jenny was no longer injured.
Or I
that
know.
Her foot wasn't really fractured. She was like, I'm pissed.
And the doctor even called her out on it.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, you're mad because she's not hurt?
Yeah, you wanted her foot to be broken? She was like,
yeah.
And Jenny's like, yeah, I just bought a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He's like, have fun with that.
And imagine the conversation happening when he's like maybe looking at her chart. He's like, okay, so what happened? Well, they were at a bar, they were drinking, yeah, boyfriend pushed her. Like, he's just like you said, like, yeah, oh my God.
So he's probably like, he gives a fuck, too. Like, he doesn't care.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just think it's so funny when you put these people, like, usually when they're on the boardwalk or whatever, they're with people of their own type. But when you put these people with, like, professionals, it's just like some professionals just can't hang.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just can't. They would rather those girls not step foot in their office, to be honest. They're like, whatever. And the last point that I wanted to make, because I completely forgot when we were talking about Dina, do you guys think that she got so drunk because she's lost so much weight that she
doesn't know her tolerance.
She doesn't know her tolerance anymore. Do you think that was part of it?
Very possible.
No. Very possible. No. Nope.
I for sure think it's possible.
No, I think she's got totally drunk before. It just got out of hand this time. She was by herself. I don't think she's gotten that drunk before. That's my
point. I'm sure she had the intention of being drunk, but maybe she didn't have the intention of being like belligerent.
She wanted a meatball day. That's what a meatball day means, is being blacked out, drunk, dancing on tables.
Yeah, we need to know. I know that last week when Amy Paffrath was here, she told us that she actually is going to do a special where they tell you what all these words mean.
Oh, yeah.
They start from, of course, GTL and move on. I'm sure we'll have Meatball Day in there. We got to make an actual dictionary so we can have this on the table and pull out what exactly is a Meatball Day.
What is that?
But we're not going to need it anymore after the season.
Well,
I need it in my daily life. I mean, I need a pocket version of it.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
And Snooki and JWoww show. We don't know if Dina might make a, you know, cameo
true
after
that.
The baby's
true.
Born. And
why isn't she on that?
Maybe now she will be.
I don't know why she's
her
not.
Her and Chris.
I don't know.
Aww.
Maybe, and it's funny because I thought about this.
Aww.
I thought about this during the Snooki and JWoww. I thought maybe she would have made an appearance, and she didn't.
Just like Vinny, just like not on Pauly D, yeah.
Well, Vinny and Pauly, I think, made an appearance on the Snooki and JWoww. They had one night where they had, like, a family dinner at their apartment. But
we thought that Vinny would have been on Pauly D's show.
Well, what Amy said was something interesting was that
they're not that
Pauly
close,
and
actually.
Vinny aren't that close.
It's all for show.
Yeah.
It's the bromance, baby.
That ain't cool.
Or maybe it's just like a relationship of convenience. They're there together. They happen to be more bros than maybe, say, Ronnie, who's with Sammy, and, you know, Mike, who was on pills up until now.
Yeah.
It's a TV it's bromance.
But we do see that they do have their MVP moment
along.
Today.
Yeah, they get along.
You know, where they go and buy the... Oh, what did you guys think about that?
The stroller. The stroller. And the apology.
Yeah. I mean, what does "I'm sorry, here's a stroller" mean?
I think in his way, I think he knows he did something wrong, whatever it is. I mean, I don't think anyone other than the two of them really know what happened. But it's his way of saying, like, let's make amends.
But he apologized to everyone in the beginning of the season.
But, yeah, it's so manipulative. Honestly,
you think
even
he's manipulative?
Even if it was truthful, I think the only thing he needs to say on national television is...
Yeah.
I'm sorry I made this up, Snooki. Mm-hmm. Even if he didn't make it up. Mm-hmm. This is the only thing that will make it right. I'm sorry I made this up. I was on pills. I don't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think then she would be like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I feel like she still wouldn't be okay.
I do. I think she would.
I think that's what's needed. And I think we talked about this before. I think that's what's needed.
It's he just has too much pride.
Him to man up. And even if it is not, because obviously they had some kind of agreement, something, where if they did hook up, which... I kind of think they did.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, they had something, and then he broke that trust. So, in some ways, I don't blame her for being pissed, even if they did cheat or she did hook up with him.
Right.
I don't blame her. They had some kind of an agreement. So,
Why would he have too much pride to say sorry to her, but not to all the other people?
He said sorry, but too much pride to call himself a liar.
Mm-hmm.
To say, I made that up.
Yeah.
Which is what it would really take, even though he didn't make it up. Just brushes under the rug and say...
If he really wants to make that relationship work between him and Snooki, he could say, you know what? That did happen. And you know, I'm not going to lie about it. And sorry. And forget about really making a relationship with Snooki. But if that relationship with Snooki is that important to him, then he would have to put that pride aside.
But that's
and he's
the
almost
thing.
Wanting the both of...
Best two, of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Can't have your cake and eat it too.
No,
but maybe that relationship... with Snooki isn't that important to him, and this is just them being on TV.
That's the manipulative
and
part.
And needing, you know, TV moments, but at the end of the day, maybe he's like, I'm not going to put myself in that situation and admit to the world that I lied when I really didn't, or look like the fool or whatever. Look, you got me saying fool now today. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a pride thing, I'm sure, but if it really isn't that important to him and they really aren't that great of friends to begin with, or in their outside lives outside of the show, then maybe he doesn't see the need. That's why he doesn't see the need to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was really good answer, guys. I'm really proud. Yeah. We really solved that
one.
We did. That was a major issue that needed some discussion.
Breakthrough. I think we're ready for some news and gossip.
Oh, yeah.
TV news.
Hook it up, King Pink.
Like mother, like son. Snooki says baby Lorenzo craves attention just like she does. What do you know? Snooki and her fiancé Gianni, they stopped by the Today Show to talk about parenthood. And apparently she is ready to put her shore days behind her. I will believe it when I see it. Snooki told Savannah Guthrie, quote, it's crazy because, you know me, I always wanted to have a good time. Where's the next party? What am I going to do tonight? And now it's like, you know, I love my baby. What can we do with him? It's totally different.
She was like, he's the coolest little dude. Like, what a way to describe him. But it's actually kind of endearing.
I think it's cute.
I'm just glad she's not being a shitty mother.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the last thing I wanted to see was Lorenzo be born and her be like, here you go.
Yeah, here, Johnny. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm.
But she's still making like appearances left and right, and the baby's still super newborn. So.
And she's still doing the Snooki and JWoww show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying she's number one parent in the world. I'm just saying, like, she clearly cares about her kid.
Yeah, no, I think she does too. I'll be interested to see how they do incorporate the baby and everything into the show.
Yeah.
Because it was just announced that show's actually going to be an hour long.
Yeah. So, starting in January.
January, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, surprise, surprise, Roxy, your girl, Angelina.
No, remember, she's not my girl anymore after last week. I'm pissed at her. I'm going to call her and be like, what the hell?
Well, now she's backpedaling because of those statements after she released her horrible rant on her thoughts against gay marriage. Now
pro-gay people against gay marriage.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now she says she is full of remorse for the things she said. Angelita told the Huffington Post, quote, I'm ashamed about what I said, and if given the chance, I will prove that I'm a huge supporter of the gay community and their rights to marry. This is my favorite part. She says that this weekend she plans to go to a gay bar in New York to show her support and apologize in person to the members of the gay community.
Okay, I'm sure that covers makes everybody.
Okay,
better.
If you're gonna say something, like stick to it. I'm not saying what she said was right, but come on, like
don't backpedal.
Yeah, don't
backpedal. Get backlash.
If you're gonna say something, stick to it. Be like consistent with who you are.
Are we talking about the presidential debates? Because that's what this reminds me of. Yeah. Like, if you're going to say something, freaking say it.
Oh, yeah. Snap!
Yeah, but no, but seriously, like, if that's the way you feel, I don't agree.
Own it.
Yeah.
Own it.
Or don't say it. Like, you've been around long enough to know that if you say these things, they're going to get out there.
I'm sure she had to know in her head when she was getting paid to do an online debate about gay marriage that she should probably think about what she's going to say first.
So we think this is for PR?
Well, the interview that she originally said it and was for PR.
No, I mean, that she said it.
Oh.
But do you think that this she created this in her mind and was like, this will get me some press?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
She probably didn't realize how far it would go, but I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like there are other things you could have said. Like,
exactly.
She could have come out of the closet as opposed
but
to...
But the online debate was like her... talking with a gay singer, and so I think she was trying to take the opposing side and stir up some controversy. I don't know.
Okay.
She's obviously not too intelligent.
She's cray. All right, I don't know if you guys remember this girl, but she was one of the blonde twins that the Situation dated.
Oh, yep.
During the Italy
and
season.
And Dina hooked up with the other one.
Yeah.
Remember?
Or this one.
Or one of them, yeah.
Yes. Well, her name is Brittany Taltos.
Wow, that would be her name. It sounds, I could see that.
Apparently, she was listening to music on headphones and laying out on her lawn when a pickup truck ran over her and partially crushed her head.
What?
Miraculously, she's okay. That's the only reason why I laugh. And she only had to get 15 stitches on the right side of her head and a little bit of bruising to her face, and she's totally fine. But how does this happen?
Was she drunk?
No, she was laying out and like
what
some...
What do you mean partially crushed her head?
Partially crushed her head. I don't know how else to say that. Like, crushed her head. She was laying out on her lawn, and some guy, like, was backing up his pickup and backed it up onto the lawn and ran over her.
Oh, my God. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
But where was this?
In Florida, I believe.
It's
insane.
Situation should go make out with her. Make her feel better.
When she gets out of the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Aww. I don't know. She's okay, though, so that's the good
thing.
We're
like, Erica's like, what's wrong with you people?
She's totally okay. If she had, like, died or was seriously
slutty,
injured.
Still, I don't want her to get hurt.
Oh, Evi.
Maybe
so
Dina and her sister will go visit.
That's why you wanted your nickname to be Sparkle. Oh.
Yeah,
because even slut should not be, you know, hurt.
Should not have their head partially crushed.
Partially crushed when
that
a pickup
shouldn't be
truck
the punishment. I was hooking up with the situation.
No, being slutty.
You're so
it's
sweet.
Taking it a little bit too far.
Okay, well, Dina and her boyfriend Chris are taking it to the next level.
Oh my God, they're all freaking marrying, moving in.
They're just getting a dog together. Dina announced the major news on Twitter. But the good thing is that obviously things are going really well for them because they've been together for like a year now.
Yeah, good for her.
He seems like a chill dude.
Yeah.
They seem into each other.
Yeah.
Nice little relationship.
She's a little dependent on him. But
a little. A lot. A little. A little lot. And last but not least, the Situation won a lawsuit against a company called Performance Brands that hired him to sponsor their anti-fat cream, and then they tried to sue MTV, the MTV star, claiming that he did not do his duties when his addiction problems occurred. Apparently, the company initially hired Mike to be the face of their fat metabolizing cream and gave him $75,000 in advance and then said that he did nothing at all to promote the product.
What? And he won?
Yeah. Because I think you've seen, I mean, they're saying that he didn't do anything once his addiction problems occurred. So it's like, how can you help that?
What is fat cream?
Yeah, how can you
it
metabolize
makes you less fat?
Fat
no
you eat it or is it topical?
Sounds like it's topical.
It's cream.
I know, but whipped cream is
you
cream.
You rub it on. I don't know. I need to research this.
Cream cheese.
Half and half is cream.
You just pour it on.
It doesn't sound like cream would be slimming, though. Yeah, like, ew. Okay, can we? That's the news and gossip.
Well, that's all we have for our news and gossip today.
A little freaky.
Thank you.
Let's move on to some
predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Okay.
Predictions.
Guys, before we get into predictions, though, I want to know what shows we're watching this fall, because we've got an awesome fall lineup here at AfterBuzz. We were just talking about Snooki and J-Wall aren't back until January, but we have a million shows in between. What shows are you guys doing, and what shows are you just freaking loving?
Well, I'm covering XOXO Gossip Girl.
Yeah, baby.
It's the last season. I'm really sad about it, so we're making the most of it. Roxy. And then I'm also covering Jersey Shore, duh. And some of the shows that are blowing up for me this season, geez, I don't know where to begin. Modern Family, New Girl, Nashville, Revenge. I can go on forever, but you go.
All right. So I'm here at Jersey Shore, and I immediately after this, I do Beauty and the Beast.
How is that?
She'll get back to us on that.
The after show is amazing.
The after show is fantastic.
That's all that matters.
Definitely check it out. And I'm so much a Beauty and the Beast fan that for Halloween, I am going to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
We have two Belles.
Yes.
Matching identical costumes.
I just found out today.
Don't worry, I'll Instagram a little pic stitch of us.
Roxy and Ari have the exact same costume.
Amazing.
So they look super cute. But anyway, so I'm doing Beauty and the Beast and America's Next Top Model. So if you guys are fans of that America's Next Top Model, it's awesome because every week we get last week's eliminated contestant as a guest to come in and interview her.
Great. Cool.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
And shows I'm loving. I'm a huge fan of the Real Housewives series.
Oh, yeah,
I love that show.
Nobody's mentioned American Horror or Homeland, which are 90210. These are, like, big ones
I've
for me.
I've never seen any of those.
Oh, my.
I just started watching all the
Homelands. Get on your AfterBuzz.
I like reality shows.
I know. It's true. We are reality people.
I need a mix of both.
But okay, so the point is, we just named about 20 shows. We cover 50 fall shows. Mm-hmm. In general, we cover 150 shows. So if you're watching it, we cover it. If you're watching it and we don't cover it,
let us know.
Let us know, and we will cover it for you.
Nice.
And now we can get into our... We don't need to do the spooky music again, but our predictions. So here's what we see on scenes from next week. Snooki cooking, which is... quite the sight. I mean, she's going to blow something up.
Yeah. Girlfriend's going to need to learn how to cook when she has a baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, gets married.
Oh, my God.
No, she's rich. She can get delivery.
But how long is she going to be rich for?
That's true.
That money's going to run right
true
out.
True that.
Or not. I don't know. Snooki seems to be, maybe she's one that can make.
She's capitalizing.
I was going to say, she's doing a pretty good job working what she's got going on, so.
That's true. Very true. We see Polly and Vinny decide to take Dina's pictures and put their own pictures in the place.
Her pictures of Chris.
Of Chris, right. And they do a little photo booth. I can't even imagine that these kids aren't friends in real life. They seem like such bros.
I know.
Yeah, there's a difference, though. I think they're bros.
They're good actors.
Like I said, I don't think they're acting. I just think
Vinny is an actor.
That's true. And I think that Pauly is so jovial and just happy and, like, down for everything that it's probably not that hard to get along with him in the first place.
Right.
Good
it's probably true.
Good point, yeah.
We see the big thing that seems to be the blowing up thing of next episode is Dina's mom coming to get her. Dina's on the phone. She's
what's
like,
going on?
And Dina's mom's like, pack your bag. I'm coming to get you. And then the next thing we see is Ronnie like, Dina, don't leave. And Dina's like, you don't know me. You don't understand me. I'm getting out of here.
Like her
screaming.
Almost. I want to know what this is about. Like, is she just Mrs. Chris, or did they get in a fight, or like?
I think once you get in these self-deprecating moods where you're like, I'm different, no one gets me, it's very hard to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting there and she's like convincing herself that everybody's coupled up and Chris isn't in the house and Snooki's doing has a baby and J-Wow's crying about Roger and she's like, oh, woe is me, woe is me. And once you start hating where you are, it's hard to bounce back.
Well, Vinny pulled the same thing last season.
And then Snooki did it the first season.
No, but Vinny was never a bitch about it. He was always just like, guys, I'm not happy, I'm leaving.
He was kind of a bitch about it.
Really?
Yeah, remember?
No,
like, stopped going out and he was laying on the couch.
Yeah, he was, but but he wasn't yet, like, he wasn't making it anybody else's problem, I feel like she is. I'm going to go back and rewatch.
Yeah, I think he was being a little bit of a bitch.
Okay, next week, we will have my other matzo ball in here. I miss my matzo ball.
Aww.
K-Wow hopefully will be back.
K-Wow.
We'll be back, definitely, same time, same place.
Check
Until then, peace.
Where can we find you?
Oh, that whole
find
where.
Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King.
I'm at Erica Viera, LA.
At Roxy Stryer. Thank you for that. Good save. Because, you know, we just need these Twitter comments. No, seriously, we love communicating with
you guys
on Twitter.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And 5 stars on YouTube. I mean, iTunes.
iTunes, YouTube, Twitter. Yay! Oh, my God. Social media. No, but seriously, next week. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.